At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Sunday at Lone Depot Park, which Solana likes to call the LD, Sunday is Top Gun Hat Day. At the beginning of today's show, someone had put on the chat, "Hey, I hope they have enough hats for all the fans." You have to have a special ticket. So they will have enough hats for you if you buy the special ticket. If you show up Sunday at Lone Depot Park and think it's the first 15,000 fans who walk in, get a Top Gun hat, you're going to be disappointed. This is a super cool hat. I, once again, am going to lean into Jack McMullen to have him steal me one of the Marlins promo items for a game that I can't be at.
So it's funny enough you say that, man. I have a bit of a grab bag here, and I want to do show and tell because I got to swing by the studio. I need you guys to tell me what you want, and I'll bring it by.
Ooh.
Oh. That'd be
great.
Yeah.
So I could give you this reversible bucket, right? You got the teal Marlins deal here. You got the reversible to the light blue Marlins
That's
look
sharp.
Here.
That's sharp.
What are these bags called? Is it like a coach bag?
Fanny pack.
Is it a handbag? Yeah, but it's not a fanny pack. I guess you can like wrap it around your
that's
your
a chest. Called a purse.
Yeah. So, do you want a purse?
Yeah. I'll take a purse.
I'll take.
I call it a merce if I'm using it. It's a man's purse.
Here's the fun one for you guys. Let me know which bobblehead you want because I've got like this little grab bag sitting right under me in the booth here. I've got the Xavier Edwards Psycho bobblehead that we gave away last year. If one of you guys wants this, all right.
That's me.
That's reserved for you.
Yeah, that's me.
How about a Jack McKeon bobblehead? You guys want one of these?
Oh, Captain Jack. Let me tell you something before we get into it. Jack McKeon would not have pulled anyone pitching a perfect game in the seventh inning. Jack McKeon would have let someone pitch 800 pitches if they just as an aside, Jack.
How about a Luis Castillo or Jim Leland bobblehead? You guys want either of these?
Oh, I mean, Jim Leland smoking heaters in the dugout. I mean, that was an era.
I'm just saying they're all up for grabs. If you guys want any of these, just shoot me a note and I will I'll swing them by the studio for you.
Marlins are, no joke, doing some of the best giveaways in all of professional sports. They really are. This Marlins Yacht Rock captain's hat that I'm rocking. I'm telling you, the Marlins, but this Top Gun hat that they're doing on Sunday, I haven't seen if that's something that's going across the nation at different ballparks, but man, it is a badass looking hat.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And what's fun is our read was, Marlins fans, do you feel the need for baseball?
Need for baseball. Yeah,
the need for baseball, and it was good.
Yeah, it was excellent. By the way, let me bring on Jack McMullen here. Officially, Jack McMullen, voice of the Miami Marlins right here on WQAM, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Marlins play again tonight. Final three games before the break. They are the hottest team in the league. They are fun. This is shocking, Jack. They were almost 10 games under 500 in May. They go on this tear in June. It's continuing in July. What's going on? Like, this doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And, you know, sometimes you look around the league, like last year, Cleveland, the way that Cleveland made their way back in the AL Central. And the year before that, everybody wanted to talk about bullpen chaos in Detroit and the gritty Tigers and the way that they came back in 2024. There's always one national story about a team that maybe starts slow and then picks it up in the summertime and kind of runs through the tape. And you really hope that it's the Miami Marlins this year. I think the biggest thing that I would tell you is it's very rare for all four facets of a team to be clicking at the same exact time. And when all four facets do click, you are in the business of something very, very special. And you have the opportunity to make this a really special couple of weeks. And chances are you've got the lineup, the bench bats, the rotation, and the bullpen, like all kind of lining up and clicking at the same time for a week or two over the course of a six-month season, 162 games. It's been happening for like 5 weeks now. It's just amazing to watch everything in concert. And it's like, okay, say the offense doesn't put up eight runs in Sacramento. It doesn't hit the ball out of the ballpark five times. Well, you know that Sandy's going to give you a really good start. Or you know that Tyler Phillips is going to give you five scoreless, and he's going to pass the baton to the bullpen that goes four darn near perfect. Like, it's just amazing every single night there's a different cast of characters that have their fingerprints all over a Marlins win.
And Jack, like you say, when, like Hawk said it, we're hot. They're a hot team. But it's like they're almost like they're clicking at the right time. But just talent. X and Otto in the middle. You know, the starting lineup's doing their thing. Joe Mack goes back there, and now he's tied for the most throwouts in Major Leagues. Like, this roster is impressive, correct? Like, we're not just getting lucky. We're playing great baseball.
100%. And at some point over the course of a baseball season, hot becomes good. And I think Otto Lopez, like, it took 2.5 months, but at some point in June, Otto Lopez went from the hottest hitter in baseball to one of the best hitters in baseball this year. And Xavier Edwards went from one of the hottest bat-to-ball guys in Major League Baseball to one of the better bat-to-ball guys in Major League Baseball. And Liam Hicks went from one of the hotter RBI guys in baseball to one of the better RBI guys in baseball this year. Like, the transition from hot to legit good is something that, like, happens at different times, I feel like, for different guys, just based on kind of capital that they've built, right? Bryce Harper needs a week. And if Harper's good for a week, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Harper doing Harper things. But a guy like Otto, who has been DFA'd twice, has bounced around a couple of different organizations and is having his breakout year this year, so many people around the country can look at Otto from afar and say, I need to see him do it for longer than a month. Well, we're going on 4 months right now of Otto Lopez. So at this point, he's just a really good star player.
We're always talking about building around certain guys, right? Like finding your pillars and then being able to build around them. I would imagine Otto Lopez is now in that category. I could have made the argument Kyle Stowers was going to be one of the pillars that the Marlins were going to build around coming into this year. Who are the pillars right now? Because it feels like it's Yuri. It feels like it's Sandy. It feels like it's Otto Lopez. But when we hear people say the Marlins are going to be buyers at the deadline, who are the pillars that you know fans should be excited about that they're going to build around?
Solana, I think you just named a lot of them. I'm going to throw you one more name, and it's Mac. I think Joe Mac is absolutely a pillar right now of the franchise. What this guy has done in terms of team identity since his Major League debut is turn them from a team that it was very easy to run against into one of the best teams in baseball in terms of stopping the running game and one of the better defensive teams in Major League Baseball. And oh, by the way, he's hitting at a clip that's above Major League average. So you have an above league average hitter that may be the best defensive catcher in the sport already. And that is a pillar that you build around. That's someone that you build around. So you mentioned Otto, you mentioned Sandy, you mentioned Yuri. I would throw X in there. I would throw Stowers in there. There are so many building blocks for this team, and it's so exciting to watch them go to work every day.
Are you surprised they've been able to do this without Davis and De Los Santos?
Little bit. Davison and Mervis, I'm just thinking, now, could they be 32-0 over their last 30 if those guys were on the roster?
No, but we've talked about Joe Mack for a while now, but certainly this week, like, a lot. He's really on people's radar because it doesn't seem like a flash in the pan. What was he expected to be this? I don't know the whole story of Joe Mack. I don't know where he came from and how he's in the organization. All I know is that dude is lights out.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
First round pick a couple of years ago, so they had high expectations. He was a guy that I think everybody knew could be a very, very good defensive catcher in Major League Baseball. Now, I think there's a big difference between being a borderline top five catcher defensively in baseball and being probably the best. Like, what we're seeing from Joe Mack in terms of catching would-be base stealers, he's catching like 40% of guys trying to steal on him, which is the best mark in baseball. Mack has like a month and a half less of baseball under his belt than the other league leaders in caught stealing, but he is at the top of Major League Baseball in caught stealing. And if you pay attention to the league around the country, you know, William Contreras in Milwaukee is really good. You know, Shea Langeliers in Sacramento is really good. And you know, Pat Bailey, who is in San Francisco, he's in Cleveland now, is really good. Mack is already in that conversation, and he has a month and a half less of major league time this year because he was in AAA. The bat was always going to kind of be the big thing. Like, was he going to make enough contact to stick? And early returns are, heck yeah, he will. And he's going to hit the ball to the ballpark too. And when you have this offense going along with the defense that is as delivered, it's a really special player that I think is doing what a lot of people hoped he would do 3 years down the line right now.
And Stroman was talking about Joe Mack as well. Are we talking about Real Muto? We're talking about Pudge. Like, is he on that level?
We're talking about Johnny Bench.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Are we talking about that guy, Jack?
You know, we always do this, and like I made the joke last year, Nolan McLean was like if Doc Gooden and Tom Seaver had a baby, and Nolan McLean popped out last year based on his first 8 starts with the New York Mets. So like, you know, we do this for a lot of rookies, but defensively, I'm going to say defensively right now, yes. Like what he has shown on a game-by-game basis, we talk about pound-for-pound boxers, right? Like if Tyson and Pacquiao got in the ring, I know who's winning, but like they're pretty equivalent boxers, right? Like Floyd's the best boxer ever, and Floyd is not beating Tyson because Tyson has 100 pounds on him. So like it's a different conversation because Mac's been doing it for 2 months and Riomuto has been doing it for 12 years. But Mac, on a game-by-game basis, is impacting the game defensively in a way very similar to Riomuto and to Pudge and to guys like that.
Hey, do you think the All-Star break's coming at the wrong time? Because they're so hot. There's this thought that I have in the back of my head, like three more games and then all of a sudden a week off and who knows what's going to happen when they come back.
Steven made that joke last night as we were wrapping up postgame. He was like, I don't want to take 4 days off. I was like, I don't think I do either. I think for everybody's mental well-being, it's going to be good to take 4 days off. But yeah, man, I mean, you hope it doesn't kind of stymie the hot stretch right now. And it's a tough test in Cleveland coming in too. Like baseball is unique because you ride this high and it's been going for 6 weeks right now for the Marlins. But at the end of the day, you got another ball game tonight, and you got a lefty with a really good changeup, and Cleveland is a pesky team. Like, you take it day by day. It's every single day you show up, and the day's brand new. So keeping that daily perspective is good. I wish I could say, like, yeah, you know what, let's put a pin in the All-Star break and, like, push it a month and a half down the line, and we'll use it
right. If they voted in the clubhouse, if they voted in the Marlins clubhouse, they would vote to delay it a month.
We are opting out of the All-Star break. Yeah.
We're playing whoever shows up at the LD.
Yes.
Anyway, what a fun ride this has been. The clubhouse, I'm guessing the guys are enjoying this. Like, I'm curious what it's like being around them during this 5-6 week span.
It's cool because these guys are all like kind of so rooted in their daily work where, you know, they'll smile and say, yeah, life is good, but nobody concretely feels like they're on top of the world right now, I don't think. Everybody's just so rooted in, this is awesome, let's keep this thing going. But, you know, Griffin Conine told Steven yesterday on our post-game interview, he's like, I played college ball, I played minor league baseball, major league baseball. This is far and away the hottest team that he's ever been on. And he's 29 years old. He's played a whole bunch of baseball in his life. And at any level, it's happening at the major league level right now for him and for them. So, yeah, I think that they are certainly like kind of riding this high and they're really happy and they're excited to show up to the ballpark every single day. But it's not like they're in there hooting and hollering saying like, oh, you know what, we're just going to roll the ball out and play. They're still doing their work. And they believe that like the 6 hours leading up to the game every single night is what has gotten them to this point.
I'll tell you, too, just watching it on TV, a midweek series against Seattle, I thought there was a decent crowd there every night. Maybe not great on Tuesday, but and I know this weekend, because it's the weekend, it's going to be, I think, a huge, huge attendance. But I thought that midweek against Seattle, a team that's not, I mean, you know, it's not like there's a rivalry built in. I thought there was good energy at Lone Depot Park.
100%, man, and I'll tell you what, all the fans that are here, they've been bringing the juice, and it's fun, and it's great to see this fan base kind of rallying around this group of guys, because frankly, like, this group of guys deserves it. They play their butts off every single night. It's constant energy, and they radiate positivity, too. It's a joy, and yeah, I'm with you, good crowds, hoping for three more good crowds over the weekend, and Marlins.com/tickets, that's your plug right there.
Get your tickets, and get the Sunday ticket with the Top Gun hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jack, with McCullough was getting in, we've been talking about it, criticized for pulling Jury, potential perfect game and all that. But what part has he had in this run going from 10 games under 500 to 10 games over 400 as a manager?
Yeah, steadying presence in the clubhouse. This is a guy that is relentlessly positive and relentlessly kind of steady where the highs are never too high and the lows are never too low. You probably don't want your manager riding the roller coaster, right? Like, you want your manager to be the guy where it's like, let's keep this in check here. Let's make sure we're getting our work done and making sure everything's happening. So that's kind of like the vibe curation that Clayton McCullough's been doing right now, is just making sure there's a steadiness, but also a constant positivity. But in terms of in-game decision-making,
he's pushing all the right buttons. I mean, we've watched 6 weeks of him deploying Michael Peterson at the right time with the bases loaded in the sixth and then nobody coming in when he comes on with nobody gone. So it just seems like he is pushing every single right button. How many times have we seen Burt just annihilate a baseball at a pinch hit plate appearance? Like, he's moving the chess pieces around the board in a way that very few managers in Major League Baseball can do. And Alex Cora got a lot of credit for doing that in Boston for a while. There are very few managers that get legit credit for moving the chess pieces on the board in the right way over the course of a game. I think Clayton is proving that he's a really good in-game manager.
Except for the Yuri performance.
Agree to disagree on that.
I was throwing you at Hawk.
But they did have an 8-0 lead, end up winning like 9-8 or whatever.
The context of the hammy matters, man.
You can't say that decision went flawlessly.
The context of the hammy matters.
And I take issue with Crowder saying a potential perfect game. Yuri had a perfect game. He was going to finish with a perfect game. And I believe he would have finished with a perfect game on 98 pitches. How about that? I think it was going to be three pitches in the eighth and the ninth.
Six
each.
More the rest of the That's way. Right. It's like the number of how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. I guess we'll never know.
One, two, three. Heriberto Hernandez, your favorite athlete, Heriberto of all time?
Yeah, I think so. Some point, you're going to get this right. Heriberto.
Whatever.
Get it. Yeah, just say it five times fast.
What'd you call him?
Heriberto.
Heriberto.
What's the spicy marinara in arrabbiata? Like, that's kind of what that sounded like there.
That's right. I mean, they should put a dish down there, the concession stands for him. Arrabbiata Hernandez pasta. Have a good broadcast tonight, Jack.
Appreciate you guys.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually, compared to traditional insurance and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.